back to your calls in just a few minutes. So if you're on hold, stay there. 404-726-0929. Talking Falcons, talking Michael Penix with you. We'll get right back to it. But first, we need to waste no time and head out to the WadeFord.com hotline on Chris Thomas tonight with you till 10. And welcome in our newest talk, Keaton Wallace. I am pleased to talk with you tonight, sir. Appreciate you making the time. Let's start here. How does it feel with all of your hard work, all the time spent in the gym and grinding to get to where you are right now and realizing that all that hard work is paying off big time?
Oh, man, life's amazing. You know, putting a lot of time and dreaming about this since I was a kid. So to finally just have the chance to have a standard contract in the NBA is a blessing.
When it comes to the lessons that you've learned so far, because this won't be your first rodeo, Keaton, you've been to the big stage before. What have you taken away from your time with the NBA that you can now apply to the full season?
I would say that every game is a new game. Just because you play well or play bad in one game doesn't mean that, you know, all those things are true about the next game. You get a fresh start every game, 82 games. So that's probably the biggest thing that I've learned.
How exciting is it to be part of a squad with some pretty big expectations with adding guys like Porzingis in the offseason?
It's been great. You know, we've been in the gym, been grinding. We just focus on our first game right now. So all those other things will take care of themselves.
We'll get to what you've seen from Toronto so far in just a little bit as we're talking with Keaton Wallace here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. How's it been working with Coach Quinn, and what's his message been to the squad getting ready leading up to tomorrow night?
It's been good. You know, Coach Quinn's been really preaching on pace right now, us playing fast and us defending. So those are the main keys right now for us.
How are you going to be able to complement the backcourt? What do you feel like your biggest strengths are to help those guys when your number's called to give them a push off the bench?
I think that my role will be just making sure guys get the ball at the right time, you know, just controlling the floor, being a floor general, just being an extension of, you know, the coach being on the floor, you know, just getting guys in the right spots and making the right plays, making the right reads.
How much pride do you take in being able to play both sides of the ball? Because we know how important it is on defense for this Hawks squad to continue to improve.
It's big. You know, I got to be the energy guy, the spark guy off the bench. So picking up full court and, you know, trying to turn the ball a few times before it crosses half court, you know, things like that. So definitely got to be a point of attack defender.
We got some fun stuff going on tonight with the NBA tipping off back on NBC. Growing up, who were some of the guys that you wanted to model your game after?
You know, I got to go old school. My dad was a big fan of Tim Hardaway, just the double cross, you know, making two moves and getting by people. Kobe Bryant was one of my favorites. Penny Hardaway was one of them. You know, Michael Jordan, you know, I model my game after a lot of guys, and I like watching a lot of guys when I was younger.
What's your favorite part of staying in Atlanta? Is it the food? Is it the music scene? Is it the just so many places to go on any given night? What are some of your favorite things about your city?
I would say there's a lot of things to do out here. You know, they kind of got anything that you're looking for, honestly. You know, if you're looking for some food, they got all types of food, a lot of different cultures here, too. So if you're looking for entertainment, you know, they have that, too. It's whatever you're looking for, Atlanta has it.
All right, before I let you go, big night for the family as rings were headed out tonight in with the Oklahoma City Thunder. What did it mean to see your brother flourish?
Yeah, it's amazing. They actually playing right now, so yeah, it was good seeing that. You know, it's amazing. You know, just to have my own blood brother win a championship last season, and, you know, him being excited, and, you know, some of my family is there. I hate I had to miss it because I got a game tomorrow, but, you know, everybody's happy, everybody's excited. We're proud of him just for keeping up the good work, and yeah, you know, he's probably going to try to go for another one this year. So, you know, I'm proud of him and just a happy big brother.
What were those games like back in the day? You got two young kids with NBA talent. What were those one-on-ones like?
Man, it was we was getting after it when we was kids. You know, I'm actually 5 years older than him, so, you know, he tried to hold his own when we was younger.
Yeah, and then big brother just needs to step in and say, hold on, you'll get yours one day, kid, but not while I'm here. Did you guys, so I guess 5 years older, so you guys were never able to play with each other in high school. That would have been something, huh?
No, we didn't get to play on the same team in high school. We played on the same team when we were kids, though, when we were in elementary school together.
So I bet there was a lot of, 80 to 20 scores with you and your brother playing on the same team when y'all were younger. Keaton, listen, man, all the success. Can't wait to watch you this season. We'll be rooting hard. And the first game right here on 92.9 The Game tomorrow. Tip is at 7:30. And make sure you catch our newest hawk, Keaton Wallace, playing in that game. Keaton, appreciate the time. Again, best of luck this season.
Appreciate you for having me.
All right, that is Keaton Wallace there. And I think he's going to have a nice role with the Hawks this season. Listen, this isn't just the guy that they're calling up because Kobe Bufkin didn't work out. This guy's earned it, and he's had some big games in the NFL or in the NBA in his young career.
By the way, you see Kobe got cut by the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah, what's up with him, man? Is he just – you know, there are some guys in sports that –
He's healthy now, too.
But that's the thing, though. They get injured, and then they're just never the same. Like, the injury just stops them in their track. Like in RG3, you know, you get an injury – and then it just absolutely stalls your career. All right, we'll get back to your calls at the top of the hour. Before we get out of here, Oren, let's hear, because I've been meaning to play this all show, and we just haven't had time. This ties directly into our conversation about Michael Penix Jr. Dave Archer was on with Dukes and Bell earlier, and they asked him about his progression, his development, and his growth. And this is what Arch had to say to the boys about QB1.
Well, my first question would be, I would ask, okay, what do you think is the timeline that a quarterback's supposed to develop on? The guy's played 9 games. He's just now past the half season mark of an NFL career in a one season. How quickly are you supposed to develop in this league with the different things that are being thrown at you each and every week to prepare for? Oh, by the way, the guys on the other side have guys that can play as well. I don't know where that's coming from. Yes, he's making some mistakes. He had a really good game last week. This is what essentially a rookie quarterback do. You're going to get an ebb and flow in play. I think we get skewed and we see, okay, Jaden Daniels really, really starred out last year. Now, Jaden had a couple of iffy games last year, but Washington was able to cover up, play better defense. They ran the football with Brian Robinson and they covered up some of that. When he had a down game, but he didn't have many of them, right? So everybody's, we always tend to compare our guy to the high bar guy, which is what you want to do. Go back and look at what Josh Allen looked like in his first 9 games of his career. Go back and look what Joe Montana looked like in his first 9 games or 10 games of his career. They had some ups and downs. I think I looked at Elway's, at the 10th game of Elway's career, threw 4 interceptions in a game, and he completed, I think, 32% of his passes. I mean, it's going to happen, unfortunately, and that's the patience I'm asking for. This kid's a really intelligent kid that he can throw the ball all over the yard. Is he still learning? Yes, he's still learning what he can and can't get away with. I thought he made a great adjustment this last weekend. If you remember, against Buffalo, he stares down Drake on that slant route, and Shaq Thompson should have picked it off late in the game. You guys remember the play, right? Where Thompson flashed in front, should have been picked off, wasn't. Atlanta was able to kick the field goal. In no harm, no foul, right? But still, you got to learn. This week, look the linebacker off through the same slant route to Pitts for about a 12-yard gain. That's some of that development, the things you're looking for. You got to look for the nuances. You got to look for the thing. It's changing things at the line of scrimmage, flipping things that are going on from a protection standpoint, getting in and out of bad run plays. That's all part of playing quarterback, and those are all the things that are on his plate, not just throwing the football. You got to go through a whole development thing. And guys, I'm going to trust guys that are spending 8 hours a day with this guy out there in Flowery Branch. I'm going to trust what they're seeing and what they're doing with the guy, as opposed to some dude that's driving the UPS truck.
Why do you have to diss the UPS drivers, man? I was okay. But, like, Don't diss the UPS drivers, man. Don't diss them.
Well, it's just because we love our truck drivers, man. Dylan Matthews says it every morning when he lists every possible profession that you could have listening to the radio station. I enjoy our truck drivers and our nurses and our doctors, especially for my time slot. I love talking with all y'all because it's our first time to chat about sports all day while y'all been at work. So, listen, Arch is entitled to his opinion, though. He's a big boy. He can handle the if there's any, lashing out on Twitter at him, you can go find him. I don't need to fight his battles for him. He's a former NFL quarterback. I'm just a talk show host. 404-726-0929. Hey, want to get your Thanksgiving week started off with some golf? And it's for a great cause, too. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic presented by Finley Roofing. It's coming up on Monday, November 24th at Eagle Watch Golf Club in Woodstock. And now is your chance to sign up and get involved. Go to 929thegame.com. Click the events link and do it now because foursomes are quickly going. That's the third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic, and it benefits Pets for Vets, November 24th. Coming up in a busy, busy 8 o'clock hour, we'll hear from our buddy Jason Longshore because what's Atlanta United doing about their manager? But before we get to any of that, we're taking your calls at 404-726-0929. If you're on hold, you're up first. If you're not on hold, get there. What are you doing if you haven't weighed in on Michael Penix? The question tonight, it's not matching up, folks. The Falcons' timeline to make the playoffs and the progression of Michael Penix Jr. Are you concerned? Or do you think he's going to be just fine and the Falcons will get to exactly where they need to be? Your calls, great calls to start off the show. Let's keep it rolling at 404-726-0929. It's Chris Thomas Turtle with you right here weeknights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And take us with you on the free Odyssey app.